This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. India and Maldives held delegation-level talks at the President's office in Male yesterday. The talks were attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and other senior officials from both the nations. Prior to the delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Modi and President Muizu held a bilateral meeting to discuss various issues of mutual interest. India has extended 4,850 crore rupees line of credit to Maldives. This financial assistance is expected to fund key infrastructure and developmental projects across the country. An amendatory agreement was signed to reduce the Maldives' annual debt repayment obligations on previous Indian-funded line of credit. Both the countries signed 4 MOUs and 3 agreements yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed that India will stand with the Maldives at every step for its development and prosperity. In a joint statement with President Dr. Mohamed Muizu, Mr. Modi stated that the friendship between the two countries will always remain strong and clear. He added that mutual cooperation in defense and security reflects the mutual trust between the nations. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that peace, stability and prosperity in the Indian Ocean region is a shared goal. He announced that both the nations will work together to strengthen regional maritime security at the Colombo Security Conclave.
हमारी आर्थिक साझेदारी को गति देने के लिए हमने कई कदम उठाए हैं आपसी निवेश को गति देने के लिए हम शीघ्र ही बायलेटरल इन्वेस्टमेंट ट्रीटी फाइनलाइज करने की दिशा में काम करेंगे फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट पर भी बातचीत शुरू हो गई है अब हमारा लक्ष्य है फ्रॉम पेपर वर्क टू प्रॉस्पेरिटी लोकल करेंसी सेटलमेंट सिस्टम से रुपये और रुपया में सीधे व्यापार कर सकेंगे
Both the Houses of Parliament, that is Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, were adjourned yesterday following the ruckus created by the opposition over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 2 p.m. after the first adjournment, the opposition members continued with their protest, disrupting the proceedings of the House. BJP MP Jagdambika Pal, who was in the chair, appealed to the opposition members to go back to their seats and allow the House to function. Meanwhile, Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said that he should be allowed to speak on the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024, which was moved for consideration and passing. The final results of Jharkhand State Civil Services 2023 conducted by Jharkhand Public Service Commission were declared yesterday. A total of 342 candidates have been selected for various administrative positions in the state. Ashish Akshat of Dhanbad has secured the first position in the list. He has been selected for State Police Services. Abhay Kujur has secured the second place and first position for State Administrative Services. Goa is set to have a third district as the State Cabinet approved the proposal for its formation yesterday. The new district will comprise four talukas, Khanakona, Kwepem, Sangvem and Dharbandora, with its headquarters located at Kachoram, Kwepem. Union Public Service Commission, that is UPSC, has debarred a candidate from appearing in its all examinations and selections to be conducted for a period of 3 years after found using incriminating material in a recent examination. Speaking about the action, UPSC Chairman Dr. Ajay Kumar said that the Commission is firmly committed to upholding the highest standards of integrity, transparency and fairness in its examination processes. In cricket, hosts England were leading by 186 runs in their first innings against India at the close of day 3 of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester last evening. The hosts were 544 for 7 in their first innings at stumps. Visitors were all out for 358 in their first innings on Thursday. Currently, the Indian team is trailing 1-2 in the 5-match test series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.